Last night in Largo, over 2,300 people came out for a community meeting affecting Pinellas County citizens. WMNF's Jamie Kidder reports.
Faith in Action for Strength Together, or FAST, is a Pinellas County faith-based organization that works towards community justice. FAST held their annual Nehemiah Action Assembly in Largo last night, where they invited local community leaders, members of law enforcement, and local government officials to answer questions about issues that members of FAST feel should be addressed. The topics covered last night were education, affordable housing, and crime. Members of FAST asked a series of yes or no questions to the invited officials, who were given the questions ahead of time. Members of the Pinellas County School Board were asked the following questions.
Will you commit to support the continued use and expansion of school-wide discipline programs? Number one. Number two, will you ask the school board to direct the superintendent to implement a formal evaluation of the school-wide discipline programs, PBS, and foundations, with a final report on the effectiveness of these programs and what they're doing by a tentative due date prior to the beginning of the next school year? And number three, based on the end of the year data, will you encourage the superintendent to help schools with a student suspension rate greater than 10% to implement a research-based school-wide discipline program?
School board members Mary Brown and Jane Gallucci wrote to FAST that while they were unable to attend the assembly, they would answer yes to all of the questions. Board members Linda Lerner, Carol Cook, and Janet Clark were all supportive of FAST's proposals. At last year's FAST assembly, city and county officials pledged to create more than 3,000 affordable places to live over the next 3 years for families in need. So far, St. Petersburg is the only city who has not followed the proposals by FAST. Commissioners Kenneth Welsh, Karen Seal, Robert Stewart, John Maroney, St. Petersburg City Councilman Wengay Newton, Clearwater Mayor Frank Hibbard, and Largo Mayor Patricia Gerard were asked questions about affordable housing. The first question was a request to reaffirm the commitment made last year to create a net increase in affordable housing.
So I ask you, will you reaffirm your commitment to achieve the net increase by 2010? I invite you to answer yes or no. Commissioner Welsh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Commissioner Maroney.
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart.
Yes.
Commissioner Seal.
Yes.
Mayor Gerard.
Yes.
Mayor Hibbert.
No.
Okay. For now. And Councilman Newton for the City of St. Petersburg.
No with a report, please.
St. Petersburg Councilman Wengay Newton said that he did not want to make a promise that he might not be able to keep. 2 years ago, the County Commission attended the assembly and agreed to create an affordable housing trust fund with $10 million for 3 years. This year, they cut the trust fund to $5 million. Six of the seven commissioners also agreed to pass a mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance, which stipulates that a certain percentage of a new development is designated as affordable. FAST asked the commissioners if they would keep the trust fund at no less than $5 million, less than a quarter of a percent of the budget, and if they would support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance.
Commissioner Welch, will you support maintaining the funding for Affordable Housing Trust Fund to at least $5 million in the upcoming budget?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. And will you support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Commissioner Maroney, will you support maintaining the funding for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to at least $5 million for the upcoming budget year?
No, but with an explanation.
And will you support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance?
Absolutely, positively, yes.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Stewart, will you support maintaining the funding for Affordable Housing Trust Fund to at least $5 million in the upcoming budget year?
No.
Okay. And will you support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Seal, will you support maintaining the funding for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to at least $5 million in the upcoming budget year?
Yes.
And will you support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance?
Yes.
Thank you.
Commissioners Robert Stewart and John Maroney explained that they wouldn't be able to make a commitment to the Housing Trust Fund without more information about the county's budget. The last series of questions were for County Sheriff Jim Coates about crime in Pinellas. FAST presented Coates with hotspot cards, anonymous tips about criminal activity provided by citizens.
Sheriff Coates, will you investigate and take action on these 15 hotspot cars within 7 days after the action ensuring that no racial profiling or harassment of innocent people takes place during your investigation?
I feel like I'm getting married ceremony here. Yes, I will. I will do it more timely than that.
Will you send FAST a written report on the progress of your investigations within 30 days after the action?
Absolutely.
Will you meet with us within 60 days after the action?
Yes.
Will you work with us in the coming year to develop a plan to increase the number of ex-offenders who get access to services that keep them out of jail?
Yes, I will work with you. Yes.
The next large FAST assembly will be held on the evening of October 27th, location to be announced. For WMNF in Largo, I'm Jamie Kidder.